I love the reading of the Transfiguration when it comes around each year, but there are many who don't. Today we live in a climate of deep scepticism where people will say, well, how can these things be? It's a made-up story, it's a nice story, and it's made up, and that's about it. You really have to make a decision when you come to the Bible whether you will believe in that which can be miraculous or whether you think everything is just a story made up. I believe in the miraculous, I really do. I have my reasons. I'm not saying the Bible is a perfect instrument. It has many adjustments within it and editing. I believe in biblical criticism and all that, but I do believe in the early church, the things they saw and recorded. And this is one of them. This is what really happened to them. And you have to make a decision whether you think that's the case or not. And I can understand people saying, well, I can't. I mean, I would understand that completely. But I can. I do. Maybe I'm too simple. I think of many events. You know, first of all, the whole thing itself is interesting because from the dead comes Elijah and Moses. And they're having this discussion. Jesus himself is just a light. His face shines. The Old Testament, rather the Authorized Version, used to say his clothes were white, so no fuller on earth could white them. You know, I always think of those ads where you have the Persil white and the garments are quite washed. They're so bright, glowing. And can such things happen? Do they still happen? There are things that I have confronted in my ministry which have always left a mark on my mind about that which is quite strange and different. Even in the Old Testament, you find that, and I make this forenote here, that we're not about spiritualism. It's a very dangerous area to play in, to fool with, Ouija boards and that stuff. I used to confront it in schools. You open up all sorts of doorways into your life that you know nothing about. So let's not think that's what we're talking about. But in the Old Testament, this spirit medium of Endor, she conjures up or brings back into the world Samuel by the request of Saul the king. It's actually there in the scripture. And Samuel is angry that he's been called from where he was, whatever that was. So these figures are still alive, even though they've gone from this world. Moses and Elijah are still alive. You remember when Jesus was confronted by the Sadducees and they told him the story. The Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. They told him the story. They said there was a woman who was married to seven men as they each died. I don't know what she did to them, but they all died. They must have had good insurance policies. They all died, and then the resurrection comes, and they said to Jesus, as a trick question, who is she going to be married to? And Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. He said, in the first place, we're not given in marriage in the world to come. We are as the angels. In the second place, God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. He is the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. He is the God of the living. All live before God, whether they be away from God or in God's presence. They are all alive before the living God. We talk about the communion of saints. We don't give it much space these days, but we ought to think about it from time to time. What does it mean? Does it not mean that as we worship the Lord in this world, there's a host, a myriad of those beyond this world who worship the Lord too? Part of the kingdom of God. They're alive before God. And that's what Jesus said. There is no, don't talk about the dead. He said, all are alive before God, whatever that would mean. Now, phenomena like this great event, the Transfiguration, it didn't happen often. And the disciples could never make it happen again as they wanted it to happen. It just came into their lives. As things do. I think of events in my own life which are quite strange. I've never sought them, but they have happened. One that is more recent was not a very significant thing, but I may have shared the story. I'm sorry if I have. A girl, woman now, she died 8 months ago. About a year ago, I had an enormous urge, prompting, to check on how she was. I hadn't seen her in years. Didn't know where she lived. All I can remember is the son was a real estate agent, and the burden on my mind and spirit was so heavy that I checked up real estate agents around Melbourne to find the son. I said, I just want to talk to you about your mother. Is she all right? He said, she's perfect. Not a problem in the world. He rang me back in 5 minutes to say, look, I've just rung Mum. She said she's been told she's got only a few months to live by the doctor this morning. She's going into hospital. She'll never leave hospital. I said, that's what I needed to know. He said, how did you know that? I said, well, I didn't know it, but God knows these things. And that simple testimony to the son and the mother who had said, I heard later, we've given all this God stuff away. They said, suddenly it's alive again. We're aware there's more in this universe than we can imagine. There is a presence beyond all things, greater than ourselves. It wasn't a great event, but for them, it was a turning point. When I visited her in the last weeks of her life, she said, I turned right around just through what happened through my son. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not special. And these things have happened to some of you, maybe all of you. Another event in my life that was more of a phenomena which I can't explain. It's a strange one, really, because it's a question about time, which I ponder greatly about. Is there such a time thing as time? What is it? That's a philosophical question people struggle with. And as I sleep, I dream a lot. I do. My wife never dreams at all, she tells me, but I do. And this night, it's about 4 years ago now, I dreamt, no, it'd be more than 4 years ago, it'd be 14 years ago. Time gets away. It's a problem of time when you get older. I can't remember. In this dream, my old car and I pulled up outside the bishop's home. I got out of my car, and as I got out of my car, another car pulled up in front of me. And out of that car were three monkish guys with cowls and gowns on, bearing these plates of food, I think they were, in my dream. I recognised them as a monastic order in an area I know of. And they walked ahead of me to the door of the bishop's home, and the bishop, John Baton, opened the door and he said, come in, brothers. He said, Archdeacon, Len, would you just mind waiting in the other room? I'll deal with the brothers first. I need to talk to them. So that's fine. And we met, the brothers got in their car and drove home. That's the dream. That's the dream. About 4 weeks later, I parked my car to visit the bishop. A car pulls up in front of me. The three monks get out. They carry these dishes to the door. The bishop meets them with the exact words I'd heard and the exact words he said to me. And I thought, how can that be? And I thought of the dream Peter had when he saw in his dream these strangers coming to his door, and it meant something. It was a word to him that he was to speak to the Gentiles and include them in the kingdom of God. So dreams sometimes have that effect, not all dreams. I think, as my wife says, sometimes you just eat too much and you get dreams before you go to bed. That can happen. But that was a phenomenon to me. I often ponder over it. I think, how can an event that has not yet happened happen? And another friend of mine, who was a missionary in the Sudan for many years with SIM, when we were younger, he did make the went to some person with this sort of psychic ability. And well, I didn't go. I wasn't going to be in that. I was a Christian at the time. And he was too. But he fooled around with it a bit. And this person said to him, next week you will go on a plane to Townsville. You will be visiting a shipwreck. You will bring back news to the Courier Mail to report. And she went into the details. Then she told more things about his life down the years. The phone call came to him that following week. He was sent to Townsville to report on the shipwreck. It was exactly as said. However, the long-term things, which were quite drastic, did not come to pass at all. The long-term, but I'm not saying that's inevitable. We shouldn't be involved in that. But I make the point that there are strange things happen. Truth is strange and then fiction. And when we read of miraculous things in the Bible, why should we say this can't be? Why should we say, oh, how can it be? I haven't seen it. Most of you have had some experiences of, you know, strange things happening to you. And many homes I've been into after a death of a loved one has taken place, there is such an awareness of God's presence and of the presence of the person departed sometimes, they tell me. I've heard this so many times. Now, the danger is that people, when they start to look for these things, to seek them out, to go to meetings where these things do it. I was once called to a home in my parish to bless it. There were new parishioners. In that home, during the few months they'd been here, the water mains had broken. A car had gone through the front of the house. Part of the roof had come off in a storm. There were so many things, just the house was falling, everything was going wrong. They said, will you come and bless our home? I said, I will, I'll do that. And as I was going there, it was like bang, bang, bang in my head. Before you bless, you will cleanse that home. Before you bless, you will call out what practices are going. Before you bless, and it was the three things that have gone from my mind now, but they were very clear. I sat them down and I said, I've been told in my heart, I think it's from God, that there's something going on here that I have to cleanse out before we can bless the home. Are you doing anything here that is not compatible with a Christian faith? Oh, they said, we've been having meetings to call down the spirits. I said, what? I said, well, let's get that straight away. Let's get this sorted out. And I went through a whole process, which I know about and have done in homes. We cleansed the home. We blessed it. It's never had another thing go wrong as far as I know from that time to this. And I've had to bless homes, and I've been with people who have been literally possessed, in my opinion, very rarely. I won't go into the details of that, but quite scary to me. Not, you hear a lot about it. It does happen from time to time. And I won't go into that one. But the point being that these things do happen. They do happen. And God is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work, and other things at work too. We need to discern the spirits, as it says in the scripture. I make that point because when it comes to the transfiguration, let's not walk away from it and say, oh, well, that's just a nice story. This happened to these men all those years ago. It's recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and in 2 Peter. The second lesson we didn't read today, but he also records the event as a memoir later on. Now, what were they talking about? That's the question. They're talking about Jesus going to the cross. They're talking about his departure, his death. Why did they need to talk about it with him? Because he needed to be strengthened. Remember Jesus as he confronts the cross in the last hours of his life. He says, Father, if it is possible for this cup to pass from me, but nevertheless your will be done. And the second time he prays the same prayer after rebuking the disciples for sleeping. Father, if it's possible for this cup to pass from me, but nevertheless your will be done. And he went to the cross. But those, the great presences of Old Testament saints, were called to him that day to strengthen him for the journey that he had to take to the cross. That was the whole point of that coming together, of that unique moment, which bewildered Peter and John. They were completely bewildered by it. They said, Peter says, oh, well, let's build three nice little tents for you. It's a ridiculous statement. It had no logic at all, and it's seen as stupid. But they were just, you know, scared out of their wits. So it was to prepare them for something which was to come, an event around the corner, prepare Jesus for an event that was around the corner, which was not yet upon him. Now, everyone has mountaintop experiences. There are times when you're lifted up in your spirit at some meeting somewhere, or hopefully here in church as we meet week by week, and you feel confident. You're like, you know, the great John Wesley on his badges and emblems. He had these words, the best of all, God is with us. What a great statement. the best of all, God is with us. And that's the best of all, God is with you. And in those heightened moments when a prayer is answered and when you feel very close to God, when the doubts are very way in the distance, they're the moments that are meant to strengthen you for the dark moments, which will come. The mountaintop experience was to prepare Jesus for the cross. You and I will have mountaintop experiences, maybe not as dramatic as that, but we will have them, and they will prepare us for what is to come, when it comes. You know, the scripture, the Lord's Prayer, save me from the time of trial. What a great prayer that is. I don't want any trials. Only a fool asks to be tested or tried. Why would you? But if the trials come, you will need to remember. You will need to be strengthened by the things that happened in the past, by memory, by coming back to those moments when you knew God was close and drawing upon that in prayer. So I leave you with that simple thought today. One story I didn't mention, I should, because it's a good one and it's true. It's another phenomena, really, of, have I told this before? When you get to my age, you repeat things, Doug. Not that you're my age, I don't think you're as old as me. But Auntie Jackie was, I always have trouble saying this story because she was one of my wife's aunts. Now, I haven't got many wives. One of my wife's aunts, with a V in the word, Jackie. So let's clarify that one. Now, when she was a lovely old soul. She lived as a single woman all her life. The Second World War decimated the country for men, and marriages weren't as, you know, some didn't come back, some did injured. Some never went on with the romances they had before the war. And she was one of those. And when she was dying in her hospital bed, she called in all the carers and the nurses. She said, I want you to sing some of my old Sunday school songs with me. She had the whole group singing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, and all the old choruses for about 20 minutes. And then she looked up and she said, and she wasn't the sort of person to be given to imagination, she said, can you see them? I said, what? She said, the angels. They're there at the end of my bed. They're in this room. I see them as clearly as I see you. Can you see them? Now, some would say hallucination, imagination. It wasn't that. All the people there said she was perfectly conscious, yet in another world already. She died soon after. Maybe it was hallucination. Maybe it was imagination. You have to choose whether you believe such things could happen. I believe they do. And those are the things which strengthened her to the journey which was only minutes away or an hour away. You too will be strengthened by the things that come across your life, where God has met you in a special way when the moment of trial comes. May God bless you in your pilgrimage. Let us pray. Now, Father, we thank you for the joy and the knowledge that you are with us all the way, all the time, no matter what. Your love never removed from us and never even removed from those who are completely evil. Your love still reaches out to them, but especially to your people of the family of God, the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for your love. Help us to witness truly, and in the hour of trial, when it comes to any one of us, as it will, Lord, that we may remember your love in the moments when it was clear. In the name of Christ, we ask this. Amen.